growth continues in Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick. Businesses are continuing to grow in Holmes County in the new year with another enterprise zone agreement to consider for Provia. The Holmes County Commissioners had their first enterprise zone agreement of the year to consider for approval, as Holmes County Economic Development Director Mark Leininger says that this process started with Provia back in October.
The company proposes to construct a three-story, 127,000 square foot facility on land that is located to the east of their entry door production facility and their corporate headquarters. The facility would house an innovation center and also the company's customer experience team.
Leininger says that currently the customer service function is spread out among different facilities, including three in Tuscarawas County, and that caused the longer time frame needed for this agreement.
Those positions would be relocated to the finished facility. And because of that, it was necessary to obtain a waiver from the Ohio Department of Development. And so that's why this process has taken a little longer than it typically does. There are notices that need to be sent out to the communities in Tuscarawas County. So the waiver was approved and issued by the Department of Development on December 23rd.
The capital investment of the project is approximately $24,500,000 for the facility and an additional investment of $2.5 million in equipment for an estimated total capital investment of $27 million. Leininger says that the terms of the agreement are the standard terms of 50% tax reduction on new construction for 10 years.
The company estimates that completion of this project will result in the creation of 50 new full-time employment positions, as well as a retention of the 615 employees that are located at that State Route 39 facility.
Leininger says that this is an important move for Provia.
This customer service function is integral to the continued growth of the company, because they prioritize customer service. And in fact, I think their motto is, we care for details in ways that others won't. So it's important that they have a team in place. And by centralizing it, they think that they'll improve that function. And so it's expected that all of those facilities will continue to grow and add employment positions.
Yeah.
He says that normally the Walnut Creek Township trustees would have already approved the agreement before coming to the commissioners, but there was a mix-up and it didn't get approved at the last meeting. So Commissioner Joe Miller asked Leininger about their approval.
So you want us to pass this based on the contingency of Walnut Creek Township trustees passing it, huh?
Yeah, right.
And they're aware of it. Had you talked to them about it?
Yeah, we thought that it was going to be approved. They had a special meeting last Wednesday. And yeah, we thought that it was going to go then, but it actually had to be postponed until this Wednesday. So that's
okay.
The Holmes County Commissioners would pass the Enterprise Zone Agreement with the contingency that the Walnut Creek Township trustees also pass it. The next meeting of the Holmes County Commissioners is tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the Commissioners' Meeting Room due to the weather causing Monday's meeting to get canceled. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday 3 accidents, 9 incidents, and these 2 arrests. Cody Allen Taylor of Coshocton, who is arrested and charged with violate protection order or consent agreement, and Michael James Thomas Jr. of Kilbuck, who is arrested and charged with domestic violence. As snow days stack up across Northeast Ohio, school leaders are balancing safety with state requirements for classroom time. Districts must meet minimum instructional hours, which are 910 hours for full-day kindergarten through 6th grade and 1,001 hours for grades 7 through 12. Lunch periods and extracurricular activities do not count. If districts fall below requirements, the scheduled school year must be extended. Ashtabula Area City Schools added 15 minutes to their school day. There are some new details about the relationship between Spencer and Monique Tepe and their accused killer. An affidavit from the Franklin County Municipal Court claims multiple friends and family members of the Tepes told detectives that Monique's ex-husband, Michael McKee, was abusive and had threatened her life multiple times. McKee is now charged with 4 counts of aggravated murder and 1 count of aggravated burglary in that couple's deaths. The affidavit also says another witness told detectives Michael McKee told Monique he could kill her at any time and would find her. At one point, claiming he would buy the house right next to her. Spencer and Monique Tepe were found shot to death in their home in Columbus's Wineland Park neighborhood on December 30th. Michael McKee is in jail in Franklin County. A Northeast Ohio company has announced a multi-million dollar plan to expand and modernize its headquarters. Lubrizol is going to modernize and expand its headquarters in Wickliffe, a move the global specialty chemicals company says will strengthen collaboration among its Northeast Ohio workforce as it approaches its 100th anniversary in 2028. The project will consolidate Lubrizol's Brecksville operations into the Wickliffe campus, bringing more than 1,000 employees onto a single site. Construction is expected to be completed in phases over the next 2 years. And finally, a Southwest Ohio snowplow driver is being hailed for doing a good deed during Winter Storm Fern. Snowplows all across Ohio have been hard at work these past few days to clear roads after the storm. In Cincinnati, one snowplow driver went above and beyond, escorting an ambulance carrying a sick baby to the hospital during the middle of the snowfall. The driver plowed miles of roadway with the transport team carrying baby Bryson close behind. The transport team says the child and his family are safe and doing well. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.